From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. House Bill 575 has been a topic for debate because of its section on concealed carry. But one senator has concerns over its section on student health fees. Shoshana Dubno has more.
Lawmakers debated a bill that would endanger student health centers on college campuses in a hearing on Thursday. House Bill 575, which is mainly known for its section on concealed carry, also includes a section that would eliminate required student health fees for students with existing health insurance. Senator Brian Williams expressed his concerns for the negative impact the bill could have for students who rely on their college's health centers.
I'm worried that it could potentially cause an unintended consequence for students that don't have health insurance.
Williams said the bill would limit resources for counseling centers, which are already in high demand. According to an MU spokesperson, the MU Student Health Center receives 65% of its budget from student fees.
A monthly survey of rural bankers in 10 plains in western states, including Missouri, shows about 1 in 5 expects farm loan defaults to increase due to flooding in the Midwest. The Rural Main Street Survey for April, released yesterday, shows the survey's overall index dropping from 52.9 in March to 50 this month. This score indicates a stagnant economy. The survey finds a surge in farm loans as the borrowing index climbed to 81.3, the highest recorded since the survey began in 2006. After receiving initial approval in the Senate this month, the debate over a bill for concealed carry in places including college campuses continues. Shoshana Dubno has more from this debate.
House Bill 575 would prohibit any institution of higher education from banning concealed carry of weapons on campus. Several individuals testified in opposition to the bill, bringing up issues including the increase of gun-related suicides and the added stress for students if guns were allowed on campus. One Jefferson City resident expressed her opposition to the bill because of a family tragedy.
My sister-in-law in 2002 was one of three professors that was killed by a gentleman. He was a student failing classes. He went into campus with 5 guns and he shot all 3 professors.
Although the shooting occurred in Arizona, she said she feared something similar would happen on a college campus in Missouri. The bill's sponsor, Dean Dorman, said concealed carry would help women protect themselves while walking alone at night.
The Missouri House has voted to block Chicago-based Invenergy from using eminent domain to build one of the nation's largest wind energy projects across the Midwest. The vote Thursday by the House targets a $2.3 billion project that would carry electricity 780 miles from Kansas windmills to Missouri, Illinois, and then an eastern U.S. power grid in Indiana. The Greenbelt Express power line would cross 8 Missouri counties. The bill blocking that now goes to the Missouri Senate. Invenergy says it is disappointed in the House move. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.